Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The shortstop, Brian Little. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting 5th. The right fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting 6th. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bob Baylor. Batting 7th. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Jose Oquendo. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Craig Swan. Pitching for the New York Mets, Craig Swan. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Swan, and towards Baylor, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Swan covering, for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Strawberry. Carter reaches second base with a double. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach takes first base on ball 4. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cromartie. Strawberry reaches second base with a double. Foster moves to third. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Foster scores. Strawberry scores. Baylor moves to second. It's 2-0, Mets. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baylor scores. It's 3-0, Mets. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hodges. The throw from Carter and he is out, Little applying the tag. One out. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers strikes out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Raines for the out. Two outs. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-1 in the game. Little hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Carter and he is out, Little applying the tag. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brooks moves to second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Little fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dawson hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-1 in the game. Cromarty hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Mets. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wallach hits a pop-up towards short. Oquendo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Baylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hodges strikes out. Two outs. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0-for-1 in the game. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Flynn hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. Raines hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan is 0-for-1 in the game. Swan strikes out. One out. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brooks is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-2 in the game. Little hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-2 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Raines throws the ball into Flynn, who tags Foster, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 2. the Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-2 in the game. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Carter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wallach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carter moves to second. Mike Stenhouse pinch hits for Doug Flynn. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Crowley pinch hits for Steve Rogers. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Brian Little now playing second base. Chris Spear now playing shortstop. Bryn Smith now pitching. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Baylor is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hodges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Heap pinch hits for Jose Oquendo. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Craig Swan. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hodges moves to second. Mark Bradley pinch runs for Rusty Staub. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Baylor now playing shortstop. Brian Giles now playing second base. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0-for-3 in the game. Raines strikes out. One out. Jim Wolford pinch hits for Brian Little. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-3 in the game. Dawson hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Raines now playing second base. Jim Wolford now playing left field. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hernandez for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Foster hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Mets. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Strawberry hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Mets. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-3 in the game. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wallach strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and Montreal Expos, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.